Unit 2. KTP is a medium-sized engineering company which makes components for the motor industry. You will hear a presentation by their managing director talking about the changes he is planning for the company and its structure. For each question 1 to 7, mark one letter A, B or C for the correct answer.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you all for staying on this evening. I'd like to get straight down to the issue in hand. As I'm sure you're well aware, the current increase in business has put a severe strain on our company structure. Increases in business are precisely what we need, but coping with them presents certain, shall we say, challenges. So I'd like to look at how we can best face the future. This will involve major changes, and as change is sometimes painful, I propose to introduce these through a measured program of modifications. The first thing to be said is that our current hierarchy is not really well adapted to market conditions. As we've all seen over the last couple of years, we're expected to respond ever more quickly to clients' orders. In my opinion, the best way to do this is by introducing a flatter structure. Too many layers of managers and supervisors slow down the whole process. This is a general issue that we need to act on, but one that is particularly serious in the area of sales. So we need to remove some of the bottlenecks caused by having too many departments involved in the same process. That's one area that we'll need to focus on. Next, I've noted that the purchasing department has been very active, however, not always in the best interests of the company. We must be able to take advantage of the opportunities provided by business-to-business purchasing by buying more of our standard materials online. We need to embrace the new technologies, not stick to our old ways simply because they're more comfortable. With our new IT system, we have the technology to make significant savings by buying online. In fact, more and more of our existing suppliers can provide us with online purchasing. I will therefore be bringing in an e-purchasing consultant, someone who can advise us on the opportunities as well as the risks of buying online. This person will then work with our team to analyze our current procedures and advise the department on streamlining them. I'm sure we can both simplify our purchasing procedures and make savings by using the opportunities to buy online. Moving on. The next area is finance. I've decided to bring in a new controller to work alongside our current finance director. As you all know, Greg Barnes is due to retire next year, and we need to consider how to replace him. This, therefore, will be the first step, and I hope that this will lead to a smooth handover when the time comes for Greg to step down. Finally, a few words about our IT department in general. I know that the last few years have seen radical changes in the way that we do our business, and the IT department has come to play an increasingly central role in our activities. First of all, I'd like to assure you that IT will continue to be a support function in this company. We are not an IT business, but we do need to maximize the benefits of the electronic revolution. I've already spoken about purchasing, but I would like to see this company at the cutting edge of new developments. At present, I sense quite a lot of opposition to new trends, and this will need to be addressed. Therefore, I'm proposing to set up an interdepartmental working group, consisting of all heads, to look at how we can improve our ways of sharing information. Of course, this need not be limited to computer media. We also need to introduce more information meetings where we can exchange ideas, opinions, and details about how to improve our ways of working. The objective of this exercise will be to establish proposals for a new company structure 12 months from now. At that point, we will look again at how the company is organized.